This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stunningly gorgeous Amanda Flanders.
Hello.
Hello. Otherwise known as Miss Piggy.
You've been careful.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me. It was DC Weddings that said that. I'm sure they did say that or something. Anyway,
I didn't. I'm just enjoying all the gifts that are coming in because they're coming in thick and fast now.
Cool. It's an absolute pleasure now to be joined on the show by Jo Moffat of Wood Reed. Good afternoon, Jo.
Hello, Paul. Hi, nice to be here.
You have been on the show again, and I was trying to work I was trying to work out when it was, and it was an awful long time ago, wasn't it?
Well, not that old, are we, Paul?
Well, he is.
Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Jo.
Yeah, certainly what we call BC, in that it was before COVID.
yeah, absolutely.
But it was actually 2017. I had a look, and it was on the People platform. I was on with Joe Dodds and Fiona Stevens, and then I came back and helped because Joe was on holiday, and I came and sort of stood in for her as a host. So we're talking 3 years ago now.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's fine because that would have been one of our Ashford studios, but the last time you were on the Bunker Show, we were still down in Dimchurch, which was just after the Romans left or something, I think.
They were still forming up into Centurion forces.
Exactly, yeah. We were building cobbled streets and everything.
Fabulous. Well, I still work with Joe Dodds, actually.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Joe. Yeah, so we both still co-host the Engage for Success radio podcast. You remember we were very into that whole employee engagement. And she's been doing some work with me at Woodreed as well during lockdown. We've been doing a very focused podcast. Podcast / vlog, do you call it a vlogcast? I'm not really sure.
Vlogcast, I haven't heard that.
Vlogcast, I don't know, through YouTube. And, it's called Hive, and that's all been around HR and internal comms and virtual working and how to support your people through working from home, kind of, and all the challenges of furlough and that kind of thing.
Sure. If you want to tell us a little bit about Woodreed and what it is you actually do, but basically we're going to follow on from the conversation we had earlier, really, with
absolutely.
Chris and kind of develop some of those things. Well, why don't you kick off by telling us exactly what it is you guys do outside of your vlogging and blogging and YouTubing.
All that kind of stuff. Absolutely. Yeah, no, it was really interesting listening to you talking with Chris in the first half of the show, actually, because it does dovetail very well into what I wanted to chat about with you guys today. So I've been running my own SME. It's a marketing agency called Woodreed, and scarily for nearly 30 years, which is a bit of a terrifying thought.
How long?
Well, nearly 30 years. We celebrate our 30th anniversary next year, which is, scary, really. But
you started it as a baby then?
Well, obviously. Obviously, yeah. It was work experience at primary school, so... and what we do, what we're really all about is helping business leaders successfully market their organisations. Now, whether that is externally to their customers and potential customers or, really importantly in the current market, internally to their people, engaging their people with what their organisation is all about. So those two things run in tandem, and brand thinking is very much the key to making both of those things work effectively. But personally, I get very motivated and excited about finding new, developing new ways to kind of raise the bar, really, around employee engagement and communication, and particularly around sales and marketing. And that's really what I've taken the opportunity to do over the last, 4 or 5 months of lockdown, particularly around sales and marketing, really trying to think about how can we develop something that will make not only make our business more relevant in the current climate, but that will also be of greater value to our economy as everybody starts to try and rebuild their businesses, restart their businesses, reshape their businesses, and as a sort of owner of an SME myself, and for that long time, I'm very aware of the challenges that we face. I know what the pitfalls couples have, oh, I've probably fallen into most of them at some point and hauled myself out of them. I don't think any of us foresaw exactly what we were going to get in, you know, spring of this year. But, you know, certainly I actually started the business in a recession. And since in that time, we've had the dot-com boom, you know, dot-com bubble bursting. You probably recall, some listeners might recall that. But,
I was in the middle of that, don't you worry.
I mean, you know, that was terrifying, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
You know, we didn't know what the hell had hit us at that point. And it's kind of dim and distant history now. And then there was the sort of post 9/11 downturn. And then, of course, the major recession of 2008. So, we've not seen anything quite like we're facing now. But, you know, that doesn't mean to say that some of the lessons we've learned in the past can't be equally applied.
I wanted to pick up on something you just said, because I think it's incredibly important when you were talking about trying to look at the sales and marketing needs. One of the arguments that I've had with politicians talking about what they've done and how they've reacted to COVID and they have done some good things and the poorly thought out things. One of the things that I don't think they fully appreciate, as a lot of them haven't actually ever run an SME, is we've put our businesses on hold for 4 months and we've, you know, run out of money, and the government have given us some money in some different way, or some of us some money in different ways. But what I don't think they fully appreciate is once they take the brakes off again and we go back, it isn't as simple as just walking back into the office and going, right, where were we?
Oh, no.
You know,
no.
As small businesses, we've lost our sales pipeline. It's gone. There's nothing there. So everybody is really starting out like a startup again. You know, we're back to square one, where we've got a business with overheads and no income and no potential customers.
Yes. In many cases, that's definitely the way it's been, isn't it, really? There is no going back. I mean, people talk about when we're going to get back to normal, and I don't think we are going to go back to normal now. Some of that is for the good, and some of that is actually for the better. And Chris was touching on some of those things, wasn't he? You know, some of the things that we've actually done differently that we want to continue with and maintain. But it's hugely challenging. And I think it's fair to say that many of us, certainly in the first few months, were in a state of shock. What the hell has happened? You know, whether that was professional shock, business shock, or personal shock,
or all three,
shock, all of them. Because I think one of the things that became absolutely crystal clear during this whole crisis is the interconnectivity of everything and ourselves, and you know, our professional lives blended with our personal lives and our communities, everything. Instead of being so siloed as we potentially had been in the past, I think it's all become the interconnectivity, which is always there, has just been thrown into absolute stark relief.
But
you know, I came across this, I was just trolling around on the internet, as you do, a couple of days ago, and I came across this lovely quote. And I've always said that if you start a business in a recession, you learn really solid skills and you set yourself up for future success. It is absolutely the case. And given what you've just said, that, you know, many SMEs are actually virtually having to start again, so they almost are starting again, you know, that it isn't all doom and gloom. And this, I came across this quote from the guy who founded Zoopla, you know, the property app. And he said, "You will do your best work and learn the most in these troubled times, success or not." And I thought, actually, you know, he's right. It may not feel like it. It may feel incredibly uncomfortable. But Chris was talking, wasn't he, about comfort zones and things. It's scary. It's not comfortable. But it's kind of what sets the... It's what sets the men apart from the boys, really, isn't it?
So. Absolutely. Do you know, I saw a quote today on Twitter from the Russian comedian Konstantin Kissin.
Is there such a thing as a Russian comedian?
You beat me to that, Joe. I was going to say, Russian comedian, the same sentence.
He does live in the UK these days. And it was really interesting. It's a bit deep, but it was really interesting. What he said was, the problem with the West is that we've got tired. We've got old and tired. For about 80 years, the West has led the way in moving us into a new era of liberalism, success, health, wealth, and all those things. And we've just got very tired. And what he said was that the West has become like an entrepreneur who in their 30s was full of dynamism, drive, and get-go. And then in their 50s, they built a huge business that was incredibly successful. But now they're 65. All they want to do is retire and play with the grandkids. And
if only.
Yeah. And apart from entirely summing my life up, it struck me that he had a very valid point, you know. And I think that's what we're going to see as we do unfold from this, is how many people have got the determination to go again, and and the energy and the willingness to start again and build something, and how many people are just going to go, do you know what, I'm going to give up. And I think that's going to be the main differentiator.
Yes, and I think, yeah, absolutely, that energy, having that energy to just pick yourself up, dust yourself down, refocus, and just do it all again, and do it again differently.
Yeah,
do it again with a different mindset that says, actually, what can I learn? What do I, you know, what do I need to adapt?
Yeah,
where can I focus? And I think that's, you know, that's the key.
I think that's key. I think that's the crucial thing, and I think that's the difference between those people that will go again and those people that will just kind of give up, because it's got to be different. You can't carry on doing the same things all the time.
No, absolutely. On the other hand, there will be some things that the same things that have been done that actually could be done to greater effect and can be optimized and redoubled and sharpened that can deliver, you know, some really good results. So it's not about chucking, it's not about, you know, getting all of our kind of cliches in one go here. We're not about to sort of throw all the babies out with all the bathwater. I think, you know, some of them are worth saving, but we certainly need to look at things with fresh eyes and an open mind as to possibilities, really. And, you know, some of those things you were talking about in the first half of the show about collaboration, I think is really, really important. And collaborating with your staff, with your employees, with your people, opening yourself up to talking with them about, well, what are we trying to achieve? How can we do that? What ideas have they got? You know, involving them in some of the new planning for the future. I know that's not the same if you're, you know, a micro business with no employees, but you find other people to collaborate with and you know, trying to spark some thoughts really there. So,
I think that's really important. I think that's going to be one of the big ways forward, where a lot of people can try to come together and pool their resources in different ways to try and move themselves forward in what we do. But, you know, change has been forced on us, and it's been forced on us in a short period of time. It tends to happen. It, as you said at the opening of your remarks, you know, some of us have lived through past recessions or even tried to start businesses during a recession know that those periods of problem are also the greatest period of opportunity, because there's a clearing away of dead wood, there's a space is created, and new opportunities arise that didn't exist before to exploit in different ways.
And you have to be agile and quick and fleet of foot and prepared to remember why you started a business in the first place, which or one of the drivers of starting a business in the first place, which was the fact that you actually were prepared to be. To be a little bit, you weren't that risk averse, you know, I'm not talking about foolhardy risks, but, you know, being prepared to try things and try things that were unproven and give things a go and sort of see where that takes you, really. So it kind of leads on quite nicely to what I wanted to talk about today, really, because one of the things that I've developed over the last few months is a new service as a business growth mentor, which I'm going to be making available to a limited number of SME owners in the Southeast, but ambitious SME owners, people who aren't going to take things lying down, you know, the people who are saying, actually, yeah, I am going to go again. I may not be feeling 100% confident, but I'm buggered if I'm going to, pardon my French, you know, buggered if I'm going to let them get away with this. You know, sure. I'm not going to be beaten. People who are ambitious, who are looking to grow at some point. You know, at the moment it's really about survival, but then start to grow either by repositioning their businesses or of course remembering that there are some people who've had some unexpected and surprising successes through all of this. You know, people, some businesses have done incredibly well on the back of all of this.
Oh, and, absolutely,
You know, so that is a clear demonstration that it's, you know, it really isn't all doom and gloom, and what, you know, what can we learn from that? And so as a business growth mentor, it's really about helping those ambitious SME owners start to achieve that growth that they're looking for. And it's not rocket science, but it is a science. There is a science to it, and that's what I've come to realise. And most SMEs don't have access to that expertise, that science, to help them to do that, to see the wood from the trees, to know where to prioritise things, really, and optimise their, you know, what it is that they're doing. Because God knows time and finances are... time may be a little bit, we may have a little bit more time, but generally speaking, we've got very little in terms of resources. And you know, you made the point yourself, cash reserves are potentially down to zero, aren't they?
Absolutely. In a lot of cases, minus zero.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, you know, with some help from bounce back loans and other support and stuff, but, you know, those are still debts that we may well be carrying for some time.
Exactly,
So we've got to optimise what we're doing. So what I'm talking about is the science, really, and it's about helping optimise, systemise and prioritise to look at what a business owner might be doing already and helping them make it perform better. And, good, you know, there's some really, really simple quick wins to be able to do that that actually cost no money at all, because that's got to be a win. And also applying proven tactics and strategies that they might never even thought of applying before that can absolutely make a difference. And it's when I say it's a science because it's based on a formula, a really simple formula that works for any business, whatever sector they're in. It doesn't necessarily, this formula is not so easy to explain over, it's not built for radio, this formula, but I will quickly summarize it. So you have the letter T times L times C times M for mother, and that's in brackets. And then outside the bracket is the letter S. And what that basically stands for, the T stands for transforming what you're currently doing. So that's this thing about optimizing and really fine-tuning and making it fire on all cylinders. So transforming what you're currently doing to deliver the best results, and there's some proven ways we can look at doing that. And then you multiply that by L. L is about lead generation. So how do we actually systematically get proper leads into the business?
Right.
Multiplied by C, which is around conversion. So how, having got those leads in, how do we maximize our chances of converting those leads that we've worked hard to get into the business? And then multiplied by M, which I think isn't necessarily the most important, but to me is a really, really crucial one in the current climate, which is about maximizing the value of the customers that you convert.
Okay.
So T, transform what you're already doing in some simple optimizing ways, multiplied by L for lead generation, multiplied by C for conversion, multiplied by M for maximizing customer value. And those are all inside brackets. And they have a multiplier effect. They aggregate the results, compound the impact. Because if you think about it, if you improve your lead generation and your conversion rate stays the same, you're going to have more real customers. But if you improve your lead generation and you improve your conversion rate, that effect of that is compounded and multiplied.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then outside the bracket is the letter S, and that stands for systemizing it. It doesn't necessarily mean automating it and putting bots in and AI and everything. It actually just means having simple, replicable systems for each stage of your business so that you know at what point you can really make your prospective client or your client experience an absolute fabulous wow factor, one that they will continue to come back and continue to do business with you over the long term. So it's a formula that delivers exponential growth. And yet it's incredibly simple, and much of the system, much of the sort of elements that it incorporates are actually able to be done with no cost at all.
Yep.
Because it's about fine-tuning and optimising.
Have you
heard of the, I'm sure you have, the Dave Brailsford work that he did with Team GB Cycling and Bradley Wiggins and Chris Froome and everything?
Yep.
The thing about marginal gains?
Yep.
I don't know if you, yeah, it's probably been talked about before on the show, I'm sure. Mm. But this idea that you can just look for 1% improvements here and 1% improvements there and 1% improvement all over what you do that have this aggregated growth impact. Tiny little things, habits, that then suddenly deliver results and deliver results really fast. And I think that's kind of like the principle that underpins this, really.
Yep.
So I'm going to be offering business growth mentoring to SMEs using this formula. And as part of that, I've got a whole suite of tools and systems, step-by-step instructions, playbooks, templates, you name it, right. Webinars, all available to support any SME implement that formula in their own business.
That's fantastic. I mean, I love the sound of that, and I totally get where you're going with that, and endorse it as well. And I like the fact that you based it on the simple 1% increments, because that is something I've talked a lot about.
It's a brilliant story, isn't it?
Yeah.
What they did, even down to improving the pillow, looking at the pillows and the mattresses that gave the team a better night's sleep.
Yeah.
And then taking those pillows and mattresses with them wherever they competed. Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible stuff. Absolutely.
It's about focusing on the detail of what you're doing and making small improvements, and that especially for small businesses, and we're all the same. I mean, I'm the same. I'm not trying to be a smarty here. You know, my businesses do exactly the same. You know, you get comfortable with where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's not the most brilliant thing in the world, you think, oh, it's okay, you know, we'll carry on doing what we're doing. And then something like this happens and it wipes you out.
Absolutely.
And the thing is that innovation isn't something you can stop. You have to keep doing it. And if you know, so many people look at it and see it as too big a task, you know, but it's not. It's just little.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? It's that being able to see the wood for the trees, Paul, isn't it? And that, you know, that's really where you need to be able to break things down into manageable chunks and take it, you know, step by step. But I think the point you make, your Russian comedian, you know, the West has got old and tired. You know, you could describe that as flabby, couldn't you? And
yeah, exactly.
And you know, and I think
hold on, she's laughing. I think you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned flabby there.
But I think, you know, the point that one of the biggest opportunities and one of the biggest missed opportunities that you have when you become flabby and comfortable is with your existing clients, existing customers. You take them for granted.
Yep.
They become just part of the furniture, and actually, they are the gold.
Yeah.
And we tend to think, oh, the cost of getting a customer. We think of profit on the first sale, and we shouldn't. We should be thinking of the whole lifetime value of that customer.
Yeah.
Who can they refer us to? What can we upsell to them? What can we cross-sell to them? All of these things don't actually have to cost any money at all if we stop and think and segment our current customer base or client base and start focusing some real tailored messages and offers to them to make them feel that we really care about them.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, nowadays, you look around the business landscape and so many organisations, especially big organisations, have just lost sight of that. You know, they're so used to churn that they now kind of embrace churn. You know, we've had many discussions on this show about the insurance industry.
Oh, I was just going to say, the insurance industry, absolutely. I mean, they're just a shocker at it, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, they send you a renewal notice. I did a story about it. I got a renewal notice from an insurance company that had put my premiums up, like £300. And I rang up and said, this is ridiculous. And they went, well, it's the best we could do. So I cancelled my insurance with them, and I went to a comparison website, and I found the exact product that I wanted £100 cheaper than I'd already been paying for it. So it was £400 cheaper. And it was the same company.
Same insurer.
Yeah.
I do not understand that business model, I have to say. Yeah. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Mm. The short-termism is just staggering, really. But, very, very interesting. So,
but they're a gross example of it. How many of us actually do that in our business without really realising it? That's the important lesson, isn't it? That says,
absolutely.
You know, how are we treating, you know, we don't think about it all the time, but how are we treating our customers? We may offer a discount to new customers, but what are we doing for our existing customers? How are we making them feel good about what we're doing just because, they've been with us a couple of years or, since we started, doesn't mean to say we should take them for granted.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. So
I love what you're doing, and of course one of the difficulties with offering your kind of services to micro and small businesses is a lot of people kind of don't feel comfortable about hiring people to help them with it, and I just wonder how you feel about that, because you get two camps, I guess, is people that go, well, I know my business. Yeah, nobody else knows my business like I know my business.
Of course,
that kind of thinking is dreadful, because that really does cut you out of the loop. And those kind of the businesses that think that way are the ones that normally get hit, because it's a truism of business of all kinds that it's normally people that aren't in your business sector that make the breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a cross-fertilisation of ideas. It's exposing you to things that actually have worked in another sector that's been proven over and over. And very, you know, this is why I say none of this is rocket science. It isn't. It's a science. And it's actually saying, look, there are a certain number of things that we know will work, and you adapt them to your business. Because every business is different. Yep. And it is right that a business owner has a passion for thinking that their business is special and unique, because it is.
Yeah.
But very often the challenge they face is how to articulate that in an effective way which will resonate with their potential audience, and have they actually really got a clear sense of who their audience is in a very, you know, very defined way.
Mm.
So it's fine. They can think that, and they should be experts in their own business, but the sales and marketing expertise is what they very often will lack, because they're very good at what they do, but nobody said they needed to be professional salespeople.
Oh, absolutely.
Or professional marketeers.
Yeah.
So the way that this service has been put together is actually, I have to say, I think really, really proud of the simplicity of it, because there's a free, initially as a free analysis questionnaire that looks at each of those five areas that I touched on in that formula, a really quick online questionnaire that we can do, and that's free, and that delivers a report. It's an algorithm generated software report that would immediately identify where the shortfalls are and where the opportunities would lie to prioritise, and that can be offered and done for no cost at all, and that in itself will give value. Cool. And then if somebody wanted to say, well, actually, you know, I quite like what you're saying, but I don't quite know how to put this into practice, can you help me? We can then give them access to a whole raft of online tactics, strategies, playbooks, templates, instructions, as well as mentorship from me and webinars at less than £400 a month.
Okay.
That they can try for 30 days for no charge and cancel it at the end of that, and get their money back as well if they're not happy. So they've done everything to try to dismantle the risk. And that's really what we're trying to do. So it's a kind of a bit of a no-brainer, really.
Absolutely.
Although obviously it is, you know, because people got to think about it and they've got to put some time into it. They've got to, you know, they do need to invest the time and the care to actually go through the process. But there's some, the first 21 days of this inside that first month is really, really solid content and input on a sort of day-by-day training basis. And that in itself is invaluable.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I certainly love to hear from any listeners who are feeling that they are ambitious to not take this lying down, you know.
Yep.
And the first step would be to do this roadmap analysis that I was talking about, which is absolutely free.
Fantastic.
I can give you a link to that if you
Like. Yeah, why don't you do that? It's been really great talking to you, Joe. We're kind of fast running out of time.
I know.
But if you want to give us some links for how people can follow up on this and find out more and to get involved, that would be great.
Okay, lovely. Well, I've created one of those shortened links so that it's nice and easy for people to take down over the radio. So this is using a Bitly link.
Yep.
So all they have to put into their browser is bit.ly, so bit.ly,
yep,
/BB roadmap, so BB for Business Bunker, BB roadmap, and that will take them to the page where they can sign up for their free roadmap analysis. And
fantastic.
It's absolutely no obligation, no commitment. Email me, joe@woodry.com. Contact me through Twitter, because your Twitter feed's full of life, isn't it? I've never seen anything quite like it. Or find me on LinkedIn.
Yeah. On Twitter, you're Tom Wells Woody?
Tom Wells Woodies, Tom Wells Woodies. And actually, on my LinkedIn profile, I've just posted the story about Dave Brailsford, Team GB, 1% marginal gain story on there this morning, actually, because I think it's such a, you know, such a fabulous thing. It's well worth a read. So do connect with me on LinkedIn and have a read of that. But yeah, look at bit.ly/BB roadmap.
Fantastic.
And I'd love to hear from your listeners who want to take it a bit further.
Brilliant. Jo, thank you so much for joining us on the show this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Oh, it's lovely to be back.
And we wish you much success with that, and hope lots of people take you up on your offer of help, because we all need it. For the moment,
lovely.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Lovely.
Have a great afternoon. Stay safe.
Thanks, Jo.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Jo Moffat there of Wood Reed. Fantastic.
That's the thing, isn't it? There's so many businesses, and people have gone one or two ways. They've either literally just laid down and gone, no, that's it,
yeah,
we're over, or they're those that are fighting back, or trying to do something, or even trying to do something else just to
lots of people have pivoted, which
I
is
the word pivot,
have pivoted, you amongst them.
I don't say I pivoted, I think I just took a giant leap somewhere else.
It was a big pivot.
It was a big pivot.
It was a massive pivot. She pivoted all over the place. Yeah. But, you know, needs must, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we have to face the realities of where we are. We're fast running out of time. We've got loads of things to cover. We've still got loads of tweets coming in. I've had a tweet from M Farmers Market. Paul, could you give us a mention on the Business Bunker, please? We're pleased to say that Lenham Country Market is back open this Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 9th of August. Is that right? Yes, it is, yeah. The 9th next Tuesday, yeah.
Yes.
On Lenham Square. So it's in the village square. The market is back. So do have a look at that. What have you got, Amanda?
Should I do an email? Let's do an email, just to mix up a bit. Women in business, unleash your awesome. All those things you told yourself you couldn't do, it's not where you've been that matters, it's where you're going. Right. Experience the magic of Taz Thornton, the most exciting speaker in the UK. Mm-hmm. Thursday the 13th of August, 12 till 1:30 p.m. Book free event here. I'm guessing it's going to be obviously an online event. If you go to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk, I mean, I think there's still obviously a lot of people aren't quite sure what's happening with regards to events and when the live events are happening and everything. Currently, what was happening was smaller gatherings outside can happen. The business community, the events community was all excited that we were going to be able to start doing events, small events up to a maximum of 30 people inside. But obviously that's been paused since they stopped the next unleash doing of lockdown. So we're not quite sure
small events again indoors cannot happen at the moment, but they have given us a release date of the 1st of October, providing that some test events that they run well. And you know, that will be obviously any events that do happen will be with all social distancing and all COVID protocols in place. And I can guarantee everybody, all the venues are working really hard to put in place all the systems they need to allow events to happen again. So we're all got our fingers crossed that by the 1st of October, everything will be up and running again. It's going to be new. It's going to be different. I think there's still going to be, obviously, social distancing is still going to apply. Masks are going to have to be worn. One-way systems, hand sanitizers, everything we're used to. I think, you know, we're getting used to all that now. You know, you go into a shop, you just automatically put your mask on. It's something normal. So I think even what Joe was saying, you know, normal doesn't exist anymore of what we know it is. It's going to be different. Yeah. It's going to be, it's just about adapting the changes, isn't it? So, but hopefully by sort of coming towards the end of October, networking events and smaller events can start happening again. And then next year, all the exhibitions will be back, providing there's not another spike or peak or anything like that, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
Definitely.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
I thought I'd just throw that in there.
Thank you for that. That wake all right. me up.
Yeah, yeah.
In case I was asleep.
I've had a tweet from Results in Wellness World. And I say, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, having a great show today. In light of today's news regarding painkillers, there's never been a better way to find out more about PainPod, drug-free pain relief. You can find out by going to their website, resultsinwellness.co.uk. Do check it out. I've used a PainPod myself, and I find them really, really useful. Go check it at their website, resultsinwellness.co.uk. Find out all about it. What you got?
Oh, so many tweets. We've had a tweet back from Alpha311 just saying thank you for the shout out. You're very welcome, Barry. And there was one I was trying to find from, oh, here we go, Makeup by Ray. She was saying that she did a few makeup lessons via Zoom, which weren't too horrendous, and had a great theory class with House of Glam Dolls School of Makeup too. So she's saying the way forward may be for a lot more theory-based stuff. You know, I guess what one thing it has done all of this is stuff that possibly can be done online is being done online. So there's never going to be a replacement of face-to-face. We're always going to crave that face-to-face contact.
Yeah,
but there's so much more different things that can be done online.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to get a tattoo on Zoom.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody might actually make that machine that can do that, though.
Well, like 3D printing.
Yeah, be like, put your bum here.
I wasn't going to have it on my bum, just because that's where you have your tattoos. I wasn't going to have mine on my bum. we've still got loads of tweets coming in, and I'm trying to sort out the ones I've read versus the ones I haven't read. While I'm doing that, or Amanda can do that, she's good with looking at tweets. Yeah, see if there's anything we haven't read.
There's a few.
Because I've got loads of things to tell you about and not a lot of time to do it in. This is different. This is very different. So I don't know what you think about this. There's a one-week fast-track comedy course. And it's a comedy crash course featuring some of the best facilitators in the industry. It's backed by popular demand. Your summer holiday in Spain has been cancelled, and all this social distancing and mask wearing is getting you down. Never fear, we've got a fun week lined up for you, all in the safety of your own home or back garden. We're running another of our one-week fast-track comedy crash courses, featuring an hour of expert coaching and guidance each day, and a showcase with feedback on the Friday. Facilitated by four industry experts, this course provides tailored tips and advice to help you refine your performance style, both mentally and physically, develop and construct material, and refine your comedic skills for the new world order online. It's taking place between Monday the 17th of August and Friday the 21st of August. If you want to find out more or to book a place on it, go to eventbrite.co.uk/comedy-crash-course. That's eventbrite.co.uk/comedy-crash-course.
Michelle Ware has been baking cakes.
Has she?
Yeah. Albion Cupcakes. Loving today's show, listening in whilst doing some cake decorating.
Right.
Send some cakes this way, Michelle.
I'm not allowed cakes. You stop me.
I'm not saying that you. No, you're not allowed to eat anything. I'm going to eat it all myself.
I have chubbed up a lot during lockdown, I'm afraid. And I've got to stop doing that. Although eating kebabs doesn't help.
You didn't have to have one, did you?
But everybody else had one. I wasn't going to sit there while you ate all had kebabs. So
that's what you call willpower.
Willpower. I haven't got any anymore. No. It's all gone.
We've had a great gift tweet. I think Diamond Circle Weddings is going to win this competition.
Yeah.
Have outfit ready for social distance networking. It's a man. He's got a mask on, but then he's got a great cardboard aeroplane type thing. It's got 1 meter around it, so it's going to walk around with this great big. That's great. I love it. Is it actually you, Paul? It might be.
It could be. I've had a tweet from Ibiza Fitness Food. It's your weekly orders that continue to allow us to give back to those that work long hours, risking their lives to save others in the NHS. We're preparing healthy meals, and you can have them too. You can choose and order your meal here, IbizaFitnessFood.com. Do check it out.
Sorry, the headphones are hurting my head today.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Have they shrunk?
Yeah, so I'm not used to wearing these ones. I'm used to wearing those ones. I'm normally in the hosted seat, you see.
Well, she's back one day in 4 months and she already wants to take over.
Yeah, too right.
Not that she's bossy or anything.
No.
Hmm.
It's called being strong willpower.
Leadership. Strong. Yeah, okay. All right.
Strong is not bossy. It's strong and know what you want. It's
strong and determined.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I've got some really good emails here, which are very important for anybody in the Tunbridge Wells area. The Tunbridge Wells Local Authority may still have some grant money. So anybody out there who hasn't yet applied for a discretionary grant to help their small business, and let me tell you, even if you're a small SME that works from home, go for this, guys, because I was very fortunate enough to get some grant, which has really helped. So go to your local authority. So Tunbridge Wells, it closes for them on the 28th of August is the last closing date for applying for that. If you go to tunbridgewells.gov.uk and then go into Corona updates and then look for discretionary grants or business grants, you can find out how to apply there. And then also Gravesham Local Authority, you've only got until Sunday for this one, so the 9th of August, to apply to your local authority for your discretionary grant. So that's gravesham.gov.uk, home business support discretionary business grant. Seriously, if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'm just really small SME, you know, I won't get anything. If you've been really affected by the COVID, and you know, it's worth, you know, they can only say no, but I'd apply for it. It's definitely worth doing for sure.
Fantastic. And another tweet from Tenterton Chamber of Commerce. They said, more new members have joined the chamber today. More Tenterton cards, that's the loyalty cards, have been sold and more offers have been uploaded. Oscar's Restaurant. Oh, we love Oscar's, don't we?
Oh, we do love Oscar's.
Yeah. Pure Connection Pets and the Silver Mine have joined today. If you like Turkish food, Oscar's.
We're going to Oscar's tonight then.
Oh, no, we had kebab last night. Very good. She just got through telling me I'm fat and then she said, oh, let's go out for...
Well, you know, it's like you're 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Oscar's Restaurant, Tenterton High Street, fabulous food. Mm. Absolutely brilliant.
Very good.
Highly recommend it.
Did you know that yesterday the ZC Social Media Growth Academy opened and launched? Yeah. I'm going to tell you all about it.
Go for it.
So yesterday, which was the 2nd of August.
Yep.
Is it 2nd of August?
Yeah.
It's the 3rd of August already.
Yeah.
Blimey, people. You know, before we know it, it'll be September. The kids will be back at school and then everything will seem like normal. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
So maybe I shouldn't say that out loud.
No.
Can I just say, actually, one of the last Bunk Extra shows I did, which was just when COVID was beginning to take hold, before we all realised actually how serious COVID was going to be. And we was all still like, yeah, oh, yeah, whatever, this is not going to be anything. I was having a conversation with Gemma and I said, what the government need to do is give us all 2 months off, fully paid.
So it was your fault.
It's my fault. The government listened to me and they closed down the country and gave us all 2 months off fully paid. Well,
just because they were listening to the Bunker Extra show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So thank you. Anybody else, you know, if you want anything else put towards the government, let me know because they listened to me. Anyway, Sedsy Social Media Growth Academy has officially opened, and I'm excited to start helping all our new members to plan, create and grow their social media activities and results. If you're a business owner trying to grow your online audience and bring in new leads and clients, then you're going to want to check this out. And the best news is, if you sign up now as one of our founder members, you'll get the best price the membership will ever be. Check out ZC Social Media Growth Academy now to find out more about more and become a founder member. So if you go to zcsocialmediaacademy.com for that. Can I tell you, most people out there should know Zoe and Gareth, and if you don't know Zoe and Gareth, you know, check them out. But these guys so just know what they're talking about when it comes to social media. And I started my events business 5 years ago, and literally I used to go, and I met Zoe, and I used to go wherever Zoe was speaking, wherever she was doing some training, I always used to go. And for the first year and a half, literally everything I learned about social media, I learned from Zoe. And of course, it's always adapting, it's always changing. So I actually in June took part in the ZC social media challenge. You know, I'm all over social media, I've got 10 billion accounts and all sorts of
things.
Like
a rash.
I do. Thanks. I like it, and it's so vital for helping you build and grow your business. But you can always update it. There's always new to learn. So I did. I dipped into the challenge to help with the new horsey business I've been doing. And you know, there's so much you forget, and you know how to use it. So really, is worth checking out the ZC Social Media Growth Academy. There we go.
Fantastic. Diamond Circle Weddings have corrected you.
It's not Paul, no.
It's not Paul, it's Polly. And it's August the 4th today.
Is it August the 4th?
Today, yeah.
Well, you're the one that said yes.
I was just going along with what you say. I always say yes when you tell me anything.
It was the first on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, but who knows what day it is?
Oh, I don't know what month it is, let alone what day.
Anybody know what day of the month, day of the week it is?
Barry Thompson's been on.
Oh, yes.
And he says, hi, Business Bunker, Amanda Flanders and Vanilla Webb. Could I have
a shout? He put me first.
Yeah. could I have a shout out for my wife's cakes business, Fox Dean Bespoke Cakes. They're on Instagram and Facebook and on the web, Fox Dean, Foxdene Cakes, foxdeancakes.co.uk. Her business is absolutely flying and the cakes are just gorgeous, especially the chocolate cake. And here's a picture of her latest creation.
Oh, don't say
look
you put the picture
that
up. You know, I follow... follow her on Facebook and I just every time I look at those cakes, my mouth just waters. They look absolutely amazing.
Stunning. That is stunning. Check that out. foxdeancakes.co.uk. Check it out.
The thing is, I never want to eat those things because they look so nice. You don't want to break them.
I'm assuming there's no calories in that at all.
No.
I assume it's got negative calories. So yes. The more I eat, the more weight I lose. That's what I reckon.
Imagine if you could invent that. Cake that was negative calories.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout out about them. So why not enter the Maidstone Business Awards 2020 and the Ashford Business Awards 2020? Do it now. It's a free entry. All the details can be found at businessawardskent.co.uk.
Michelle said she'll make us some cakes.
Did she?
Yeah, she said, I'd love to make you guys some cakes. ALBN, a little bit naughty.
Yeah, but she won't let me eat them, Michelle.
I've got to check out the website. Why are they a little bit naughty?
She won't let me eat them, Michelle. That's the problem.
You haven't got to eat them. I'm going to eat them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Everybody, you know what? I think we should have a cake off.
Cake off.
We could have a cake off on the radio. Actually, there's a bit of Jules. Me and Jules. Jules, the next Squaff and Cough show, you're going to have a cake off. Have all these cake people in, because then Paul can't come because he's.
So you're just trying to find ways of cutting me out of this, aren't you?
I'm sort of saving you from yourself.
The Digital Skills Partnership from the Southeast Local Enterprise, that's the LEP, has partnered with Course RA. That's a weird name, Course RA. It's all one word, Course RA.
Course RA.
Course RA. Course RA. To provide free online learning resources to 10,000 users across the Southeast. There are more than 4,300 courses available to those facing redundancy or on furlough or those looking to reskill to enter a new industry or pivot.
The courses are free to sign up until the end of September 2020, and you must they're online courses, so you must be completed by the end of December 2020. They're completely free, and they're for reskilling. If you want to find out about them, go to southeastlep.com/ourdelivery/skills. That's southeastlep.com/ourdelivery/skills. Check them out.
Do you want a loan?
Ooh, it all depends what of.
Again, something was an initiative from the government helping businesses to keep going or get back in it, business loans. So if you go to kent.gov.uk/business/business/loan/and/funding, or just go to look for business loans. But Kent and Medway Business Fund have 0% loans between 50 to 500,000 for small and medium-sized businesses. Innovation loans. The scheme offers 0% loans to small and medium-sized businesses in Kent and Medway. Startup loan. Low-interest loans for pre-start and early-stage businesses. Borrow up to 25,000 at a 6% fixed rate interest rate. And Marsh Business Boost loans. The scheme offers 0% interest loan support to small and micro businesses and startups with the potential for growth in Romney Marsh. I think this now actually is probably quite a good time to start a business or get a bit of a boost, because you know, if you can, if you need a bit of a money injection boost, get it with 0% interest.
Absolutely.
It really does help.
Absolutely. There is lots of things on that KCC website. There are lots of other things that are specialist things that are worth looking at as well. Obviously, as we come out of this, if we ever come out of this lockdown business...
No, let's be positive. When we come out of it.
Yeah. there's, you know, the government are aware that we're going to have a destroyed economy. So there's going to be a lot of help around, hopefully, to help us start businesses and build businesses and to employ more people and to get more apprentices and all that kind of stuff. So do keep an eye out for all these things, because it could be the saviour that you're looking for. It could be the thing that kickstarts your business and gets it back on track. I know it's a way off, but I thought I'd tell you about it anyway. The next FSB Maidstone Virtual Networking will be on Wednesday, the 30th of September. I know it's a way off. It's 6 weeks off, but there you go.
It's only 6 weeks off.
Yeah, 4 to 5 p.m. There's only one thing happening in between now and then.
Your birthday.
My birthday.
Your birthday.
My birthday. I wasn't going to mention it, but now you brought it up,
you
I will.
Should.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Peter Searle is hosting this free FSB Connect online event in association with Metro Bank. So that's taking place, and that's Metro Bank in Maidstone. It's on the 30th of September, 4 to 5 p.m. If you want to find out about it or book your free space, it's fsb.org.uk/event-calendar/FSB-Maidstone. That's fsb.org.uk/event-calendar/FSB-Maidstone.
Fabulous. Can I give a quick shout out? I forgot to do it at the beginning of the show. You know, I've got 2 minutes left. I thought I'd do it now.
Yeah.
For Hacks Filmmaker.
Yep.
Who's a fantastic Prisma broadcast or wants some videoing done or film. He's just started a really great vlog where he's driving around Kent on his motorcycle and meeting with business owners and and talking to them basically how they've coped through COVID, how they've either pivoted or how they're, you know, have been able to keep going or what they're doing to keep going. I was fortunate enough to have an interview with Hacks a few weeks ago with the equestrian business that I've just started doing. Something that it's not a retrain, it's just a different, it was my passion, it was my hobby, so I've now turned it into a business, why I can't run events. But there is a vlog coming out, so we'll send you the details when it's live, but it's going to be quite interesting. He's going to go around speaking to all different businesses. Obviously his main idea is to help get the word out there for these businesses who are out there and what they're doing.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for that.
Yes.
We've reached the end of the show.
It's the end of the show.
I want to say a huge thank you to the lovely Amanda for co-hosting the show today.
Yeah, welcome.
It's been really nice to have you back. To our two guests, Mr. Chris Hyde of Camellia Genics and Sound of Spitfire, and to Joe Moffitt of Wood Reed. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody that tweeted, emailed, sent gifts and sent pictures of cake.
Oh, we'll announce the winner next week.
Absolutely. We'll be back with another show next week. In the interim, stay safe, stay happy, everyone, and we'll see you all again soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
This is Channel 2.